Good morning again. This is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama, and we want to thank you for tuning in again this morning and listening to this short radio program. We've been talking this week about the blood of Christ. We have talked about its importance, its power and impact, how it was the perfect substitute to fulfill God's plan. As we conclude this week, I just have one question that I want to ask, and I'm asking myself the same question in the same manner. What does the blood of Christ mean to you? Knowing what we've talked about together this week, its power, it was given freely for you and for me, what it cost to be offered, what does that mean to you? There is a new hymn that I recently came across. It's entitled, Oh the Blood, and I think the words in it are fantastic. I think the words adequately capture what we've been talking about this week, and I wanted just to read the words in summation of our theme this week of the blood of Christ, what it means to us, how important it was, and how powerful it was. And I'll leave you with that as we conclude this week. The song goes as follows. His blood is precious, the ransom free. Its value priceless, its healing free. His wisdom knew just what I'd need. Praise God, his blood now has rescued me. Oh, the blood of the Lamb. Oh, the pain in the plan. Oh, the grace I see flowing down the cross to me. The nails were driven. His flesh was torn. His life was given. My life was born. That crimson stream, his wounds released, is ever cleansing, preserving me. Oh, the blood of the Lamb. Oh, the pain in the plan. Oh, the grace there I see flowing down the cross to me. His love is endless, his power true. His hands extended to me and you. In him alone our hope is found. And praise God, he saved me. I'm heaven bound. Oh, the blood of the Lamb. Oh, the pain in the plan. Oh, the grace there I see flowing down the cross to me. Praise God, I'm free. So free. Oh, the blood means all to me. What a great message this song has, knowing all these things that it cost Jesus and what power his blood that he gave freely for me and you, what power it has. It should mean all to us. I hope these things that we've talked about together this week have caused you to have a greater appreciation and thankful attitude towards the blood of Jesus. I know it has me. It certainly has helped me. Remember all that God and his Son have done for you and for me, the giving of his blood one time because it was sinless, redeeming us and saving us from the penalty of our sins. This should motivate all of us to serve God in all thankfulness. God has given his Son's blood, and he asks us to confess our sins, repenting of them and turning away from them, and to be baptized in water, rising up, cleansed by the blood of Jesus, and to live every day in remembrance of that sacrifice. What a truly awesome gift we have been given. We want to invite you to come worship with us anytime that you find it convenient to do so at Oakland. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study and 10:20 a.m. for worship service. We meet again on Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. We hope you'll make plans to join us. Our goal is to simply worship God in the pattern that he has laid out for us in his Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day today and a good weekend. We'd love to see you on Sunday mornings to remember that blood and that sacrifice of Jesus. God bless you.